Tefillah for Life, Shir 825, Wednesday and Thursday, Parshas Chukas. We are discussing the letter Ches. We are about to move on to the letter Tes in Ashrei. And we just wanted to explain an important concept. You know, people get fooled when it comes to Tefillah. There are a lot of words that we say in davening. Psukah de Zimra is very big. It takes up a very large portion of davening. And sometimes, like they say, a person can lose sight of the trees because he's busy with the forest. And it's important for us to understand, we mentioned this once, but we have to internalize it, especially when it comes to Ashrei. Ashrei is such a powerful tefillah. There's so much in it that it would be a waste for a person to think in his mind, listen, I can't have kavanah the whole Ashrei, so therefore I'm not going to bother. We have to understand that the odds are we won't have kavanah in Ashrei, we won't have kavanah throughout davening. It's very, very difficult. But that doesn't give us a reason to blow an opportunity to have kavanah in one word, in two words, in one phrase, to take three words and internalize them. That's really our objective over here. It's not about knowing the translation of the words, Pirush HaMilos. That's not the point. The point is to live the tefillah. It should be avodah shebelev. We should live it. We should feel it. We should internalize it. That's the goal. And when we say psukim in Ashrei and we take three words, erech apayim mugdol chosid, like we discussed previously, and you internalize what you're saying, taste it, let it roll off your tongue, the rest of davening fly, do whatever you have to do. But don't lose out on a little bit over here, a little bit over there. We're not saying a person should daven fast, but we're saying whatever speed you have to daven in, that's not our discussion. But at least understand that there are nuggets that you can take. Priceless opportunities that you could transform yourself simply through tefillah, and it takes an extra second, an extra few seconds, just to internalize what you're saying. Just to allow yourself to taste it, to allow yourself to feel it. And it would be silly for us to miss these opportunities. And that is our point. Will we have kavanah throughout the entire Ashrei? No, throughout the entire davening? For sure not. Maybe one day? We should never minimize our capabilities, like we said many times. But to expect it today is a little bit shooting for the stars. However, we can't expect that we should be able to internalize a message here or a message there. We shouldn't lose sight of the priceless trees that we have because of the big forest that we're walking through. Yes, we say the entire Psukah de Zimra, and we say the entire davening, and we should. But we have to be able to zero in on something. Every tefillah, walk away with something. Take three words and taste it and feel it and internalize it and live it. That is avodah shebelev.